Hot Springs Village Inside Out is a closer look at the greatness of Hot Springs Village, Arkansas and the surrounding areas, people, places, experiences. Hot Springs Village is one of the most beautiful places on earth. Join me, Randy Cantrell, and my co-host Dennis Simpson as we engage in weekly conversations to explore Hot Springs Village Inside Out. Today's show is brought to you by Central Arkansas's favorite radio station, KVRE. Find them on the dial at 92.9 FM. Stream them live at kvre.com. RE/MAX of Hot Springs Village. The award-winning RE/MAX of Hot Springs Village is the largest real estate office inside the village with over 30 full-time agents and support staff. Visit them to learn more about this beautiful place to solve your real estate needs. Call them today at 1-800-364-9007. Find them online at explorehsv.com. They are RE/MAX of Hot Springs Village at 1-800-364-9007 or online at explorehsv.com. Ike Eisenhower State Farm. Ike and his award-winning team have been serving the insurance needs of folks all around Hot Springs Village since 1998. Ike has qualified for State Farm's President's Club, Chairman Circle, and Hot Springs Village Insurance Agent of the Year. Call Ike Eisenhower State Farm today at 501-984-4100. That's 501-984-4100. Find them online at ikeeisenhower.net. Call them today for all your insurance needs because, like a good neighbor, Ike Eisenhower State Farm is there.
And we're back. Dennis Simpson, Hot Springs Village Inside Out, Miss Clara, that most of you know, and Mr. Jim, apparently some kind of 12-step program here going on. Jim, what's up?
Well, if it's a 12-step program, it's not working very well.
I didn't say it worked well. I just said it was a 12-step program.
Well, the 12-step program must be all of the different aspects of the community foundation and the inner workings thereof. But I'm excited about coming back. I've been away from the village for about 4 years after having lived here for 15. And one of the things I wanted to do when I came back was I wanted to get re-involved with the foundation. So I was with the foundation board before I left, and I wanted to get back involved. And so when I did, first thing happened is they roped me into the concert group.
So let me get this straight. So you got volunteered. I'm using air quotes, people that aren't watching.
Dennis,
you got volunteered too, right?
He was volunteered.
I was volunteered, yes.
Well, tell me, Jim, so what were you doing before? You said you've been gone for about 4 years. You were working with an elderly parent. But before then, and move in just a little, Jim, we're kind of losing you just a touch. There you go. But what was going on? What did you do the 15 years before? What was your association?
Oh, gosh, I go way back with the village. I graduated undergraduate school at Henderson. So I'm a native Arkansan. And so during the summers, I worked on a construction crew for John Cooper in the village in 1969 and 1970, and then planted trees for Weyerhaeuser a couple of spring breaks. So I'm very familiar with the area. And in fact, my claim to fame is that my fraternity brothers and I worked on a construction crew out here, and I think it was probably 60. And built the fountains up in the front of the village.
Wow.
And so that's I go way back with the village. I was here when there was just dirt roads and a double wide trailer selling lots to selling dreams to Midwesterners and Northerners
who didn't want to have to put up with the winter anymore, right?
Well, and it worked pretty well. John sold 35,000 lots to folks. So he was kind of the originator of the 3-day vacation. All the timeshares do now. Yeah.
And it only took him 36 years to sell those 35,000 lots. I think that's a pretty good deal. I mean, really.
Yeah. Well, you know, you got to pace yourself.
Well, that's right. So to say that you've done honest work would be an understatement, maybe a little bit too honest, if you know what I mean.
Yeah, I've done honest work. I got out of Henderson and then went to the university and, went to graduate school there and then joined the chemical industry and ended up retiring as a director of human resources for Dow Chemical International.
Oh, wow.
So I've been around the horn a few times.
So you got to the village, you joined the community association, and it was so rewarding. You went away for 4 years, came back, and the first thing, you got volunteered again, but we're going to have a concert. A concert, I understand, yeah, as a fundraiser. And Clara, you mentioned on another episode that we did that we were having matching funds. Does this concert qualify for the matching funds or not?
This concert does qualify for the matching funds. And once again, we're trying to grow that $50,000 that our state level will match at the $50,000 level. And Jim came up with a great idea, not only a great band, but we're going to have two concerts on the same day. And Jim has all the details about that.
Yeah, I was lucky enough when we were living up in the Blue Ridge Mountains to go to a Christmas concert in a little place called Dahlonega, Georgia, which is a beautiful little resort town in northern Georgia. And they had refurbished an old theater there. And that night they were doing a tribute show with Bob Seger and the Silver Bullet Band. And
by the way, you bear a passing resemblance, but I'll leave that as it is. We'll move along.
I've actually made money passing off autographs as Michael McDonald in my earlier years. So
what was it I was saying about honest work a minute ago? Never mind. Move along. You gotta subsidize income any way you can.
Anyway, we went to this concert, and when we got through, it was a wonderful concert. The guys did a great job. And I thought, I'm going to file that in the archives here in case we ever need it. And so when we came back, and Carolyn Bauer and Clara were talking about the concert, I said, man, I might have somebody that might have some interest. And so we contacted Steve Kelly, who's out of Atlanta, and he has the number one tribute band in America for Neil Diamond and Bob Seger. So we called him and he said, I've never been to Arkansas, but I'd love to come. And one thing led to another. And so we are going to do actually two shows on Tuesday, March the 28th. Everybody get your calendars noted there. And we're going to do a matinee performance and we're going to do an evening performance, 3 o'clock at the matinee and 7:30 the evening performance. And actually it's going to be three different shows. One of the things we found with a survey that was done a couple of years ago, I think, was one of the big music genre, the most popular music genre in the village is country, which I would not have thought, mm-hmm. but it was. And another thing the survey showed was that there are a number of villagers who are very hesitant to come out at night to concerts and take advantage of all the activities we have in their village. So in talking to Steve, we said, how about two for a matinee and an evening? So we give that whole other population a chance to come out in the afternoon. And he said, hey, let's do it. So the matinee performance is going to be, the first half of the matinee performance is going to be country classics with Steve in the tribute band. And he's going to do everything from Waylon and Willie to John Denver to Glenn Campbell, Linda Ronstadt, all the way up to the Eagles, which a lot of people don't realize the Eagles were one of the first crossover country pop bands.
They were Linda Ronstadt's backup band.
They were Linda Ronstadt's backup. And so he's going to do the whole first half of the matinee is the country classics. And then the second half of the matinee is going to be the Bob Seger tribute greatest hits. And so I think it's going to be a great, great show. And then that evening, the evening performance is the big gahunga. That's going to be the Neil Diamond Cherry Cherry concert. And Steve and his band do the exact show that Neil Diamond does on tour. Wow. So it's going to be all of Neil Diamond's greatest hits. So you're going to get three shows for the price of two, and we're going to cover the matinee opportunity and the evening performance too. So I think it's going to be a big deal. And the tickets are dirt cheap, $25 for the matinee and $35 for the evening.
And they go for a great cause because the proceeds are going to be doubled. But let me practice. Sweet Caroline. Da, da, da. Okay, I'm just seeing if that works. That's the one.
The FCC might be knocking on your door here.
Yeah. I see. I move too often. They wouldn't know. This is just a poster behind me. I don't. Yeah. Anyway, no, but I tell you what I do want to say real quick. Number one, wonderful idea. Great, great demographics. I could not have suggested a better demographic match. Country in the afternoon. A lot of people that are wanting to hear that. Man, what a great idea. Just the either one of those concerts would be fantastic. And give me the date again. It's March what?
Tuesday, March 28th. At 3 o'clock is the matinee, and at 7:30 is the evening performance. And the tickets are $25 for the matinee, and $35 for the evening.
Will I be able to get these?
So I would say everybody needs to get both tickets and get them fast, because they're going to sell out pretty quick. The tickets are actually going to go on sale probably around the second week of January on the Hot Springs Village ticketsales.com.
HSVticketsticketsales.com. Yeah, we do that with Mr. Terry. We do basically just about a monthly or every 6 week show with Terry Wiley, and we go through the HSV ticket sales. What a great site. What a great site to see everything you need. But you can buy both of the tickets there. Don't have to both make a contribution to the community, because it's going to already go there, right? Is that correct?
Exactly.
It's going to go there. And what Jim didn't mention yet is that we're also going to have a free dinner concert for the evening concert. So you can actually show up at 6 p.m. and have dinner in the Ouachita room. We'll have room for about 150 people. And we've got Alana at Melinda's. It's going to do her baked potato bar with the chili. And she does a soup and salad bar with us. And she always makes us some homemade treats. So it's going to be a nice, warm, cozy dinner getting us ready for Neil Diamond. So
would we be able to, and I'm pushing the envelope here, but are we going to be able to eat with the band, if you get my drift?
I am not sure, because of the back-to-back nature of their, I know the last concert we had to feed the band backstage.
Those bands, I'm telling you. And there's always a token.
I do know one thing, though, Dennis, is that Steve is a very gregarious person. And he looks just exactly like Bob Seger. I mean, he really. Now, they are not impersonators. He and his band aren't impersonators. They just sing all of the tunes.
Tribute artists, yeah.
But he's very gregarious, and I wouldn't put it past him to show up in the Ouachita room for a little meet
that'd
and greet.
Awesome.
Or maybe we could meet him out front after the show.
Oh yeah, he will certainly be there. In fact, that's the way I first met him in Dahlonega. He was out at the ticket stand when we walked in, and he greeted us, and we didn't know who he was. He just chatted us up, and then we went in and got our seats, and we looked up, and we thought, holy, there he is. You know,
Clara, those introverts get on our last nerve, don't they? I'm telling you, those introverts, that they just won't talk to anybody. They just don't. And by the way, I want to make note for one of my little road trips recently. North Georgia has a striking resemblance to Hot Springs Village, if you get my drift. Beautiful rolling hills. What a beautiful area.
Absolutely.
So, no, I get the picture. And so, once again, that's March the 28th, I'm hearing.
Correct.
And that's at 2 o'clock in the afternoon. And then that's the matinee is at 2 o'clock, $25 for the tickets. The evening shows how much and for what time?
The evening show begins at 7:30. The tickets are $35, and that's the Neil Diamond concert. So the Bob Seger and the country performances will be the matinee, and then the Neil Diamond will be the evening. And the Neil Diamond show, this band, Steve Kelly and the Tribute Kings, they've done over 650 shows in the last 10 years. So they're averaging, 65 shows a year. And they are all over the United States and Canada. And they're based in Atlanta, as I said, but they are the number one tribute band for these two genres. So we're tickled to death to have them.
And we have a lot of Neil Diamond fans. I mean, a lot
yes.
of Neil Diamond fans. Because
yes.
every time I say something to the radio station like, do we have to play Neil Diamond again? They're like, you don't know how many people love Neil Diamond now, Dennis. I'm like, okay. 6 o'clock is when the dinner is. How much is the dinner, Clara?
Dinner tickets are going to be $15.
$15. That's a heck of a deal these days.
It's
for Alana's food?
Yes.
Sign me up. Sign me up.
Exactly. So we're going to entertain you for an entire afternoon and evening.
A musical extravaganza.
I'm not being silly, but seriously, I'll buy two sets of tickets. I mean, is that a good idea or what?
Absolutely.
I would hope so. I would hope everybody does that.
And HSVticketsales.com probably just after the first of the year. Dennis Simpson again, Miss Clara Nicolosi. What's your name again, Mike?
Jim Harlow.
Jim.
Just call me Mike if you're needing a bribe.
I'm just giving you grief. For Hot Springs Village Inside Out, thanks again, and we will see you next time.
Bye-bye.
Thanks for watching and listening to Hot Springs Village Inside Out, a weekly podcast starring Hot Springs Village, Arkansas. Visit the website at hotspringsvillageinsideout.com.